Kitty was a junior high school student in a small town, and she liked English very much, so she studied it very hard every day. But she didn't have many chances to use English in her town. She always thought, "If I lived in an English-speaking country, my English would be much better." She liked her town, but she really wanted to go abroad as soon as possible. One day, Eddie's mother asked her to go to a cafe with her. It was not so big, and Eddie didn't think it was special. But when they entered the cafe, Eddie was surprised. All the people working there were speaking English. Then one of them, a Japanese man, spoke to Eddie and her mother. "Thank you for coming. My name is Yamada Taro, and I'm the owner of this English cafe. The people helping me here are from other countries. Please enjoy talking with them." "Thank you, I will," Eddie said. She was excited to have a chance to talk in English. She spoke to a man in English. He was friendly and said, "I am from Singapore." She asked, "Why did you come to this town?" He said, "I found Mr. Yamada's website, and it showed many good things about this town. I also found that I could stay here for a few weeks. I really like this idea. Mr. Yamada is kind, and I enjoy staying here." His story was very interesting to Eddie. She enjoyed talking with him about many things in English. The next week, Eddie visited the cafe again to ask Mr. Yamada about his website. He said, "I opened this cafe 3 years ago. I've been writing about it and this town in English on my website since then. Gradually, more people from other countries looked at it and started sending me messages. I always say that they can stay at my house if they do two things." "What are the two things?" Eddie asked. "They need to help me at the cafe. They also need to take pictures at many places in this town and put them on the internet," Mr. Yamada said. "Very interesting. They can attract new people from abroad to our town. Why did you start working in this small town?" Eddie said. Mr. Yamada said, "This is my hometown. When I was a student, I really liked English, so I studied hard every day. I worked in Australia for 5 years. I enjoyed my life there, but I started to think about my hometown more deeply. It has friendly people, beautiful nature, and an interesting history. I wanted many people around the world to know that our hometown is wonderful. So I decided to come back and work here. Now many people check my website and visit this town. They say that they like this town very much. I feel really happy, and I am proud of it. Eddie, you can do something special in this small town. Of course, going abroad will be a great experience. But before that, I want you to look at the wonderful things around you. If you use English and the internet, you can share them with people around the world. You can make friends all over the world and make your English better, even in this small town." Eddie said, "That's right." Mr. Yamada's idea was really new to her. That night, Eddie told her mother about Mr. Yamada, and they checked his website together. He showed a lot of wonderful things about the town. Eddie learned many new things. Her mother said, "Eddie, Mr. Yamada taught you many things about our town. Now you should go and see many things in this town and share them with other people. If more people know good things about this town, it will be a better place. That's a nice idea. First, I will speak about Mr. Yamada and my town in the next English speech contest, Eddie said.